he could get back his privacy. He couldn't go anywhere without someone asking for his autograph or snapping his picture. He found himself hiding from the paparazzi so they wouldn't take his picture. The magazine articles about him contained slanderous gossip because that's what sells. After he achieved his goal of being famous, he discovered his fame wasn't a blessing, but actually a curse. God isn't interested in us being famous in the world's eyes, but he is interested in us being faithful in his eyes. To do this, you must change the audience you want to please. Instead of living to please others, you live to please the Lord, who's always watching. Therefore, the Bible says, we have our ambition to be pleasing to him who died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Think about it.
Good afternoon. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands, right here on WSIP in Paintsville, Kentucky. And our buddy Dave, he's up in Indiana, up at the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Show going on. And we're hoping he's going to call in today. We talked to him earlier, and he said if he got a chance, he'd call in and let us know what's going on. So, but Dave not been here. I've got my son-in-law in here, Keith Patrick.
How's it going today, Jim?
It's going pretty good. Starting out pretty good, isn't it?
So far, so good, at least.
So far, no mistakes.
It's early in the show, though.
It's early in the show, but we want to thank you for tuning in, and we've got some music we're going to play today. We hope you enjoy. We got one group that we played some songs off of last week, and it's called From the Heart, and the song we're going to play right now is called Redeemed.
Love. Fan and Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fan and Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also,
checker. You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on their tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
There's a word from a couple more sponsors. We want to encourage everybody that with Fannin's Heating and Cooling right here in town, that if you got any plumbing or heating issues or any kind of electrical work you need done, remember Fannin's right here in town and give them a call. And they've been in business for a long time. And we want to remind everybody that Jones and Preston, they've been one of our sponsors on the show for a long time. I've heard Dave talk about. And just remember when you've got that time of need that Jones and Preston is, you know, set up to where they can take care of any problem that you have or can make it just as comfortable as possible on you. They've got plenty of room, plenty of parking. It's up here on Starfire Hill. And all their staff up there is local people here, Keith. So that it's a whole lot easier to talk to somebody that understands you than try to talk to somebody that you're from another area. So just remember Jones and Preston's up here. And you've got some birthdays and some stuff there from the church this morning, from Highlands Church. What we got going on?
Yeah, from a couple church announcements for today. We've got some June birthdays for this week. On the 14th, we have Annabelle Jones and Sylvia Castle. On the 16th, we have Dennis, Susan, and Ross Sainer. That's pretty interesting in itself.
That's right? Yeah, the father, son, and the mother, all of them on the same day.
All on the same day.
That's interesting.
That is. Then we have a couple anniversaries. On the 11th, we have David and Nikki Bowling.
Well.
So hopefully David's got something special planned for Nikki.
Yeah, when he gets back.
We have Dustin and Andrea Jones and Ralph and Lori Spriggs all on the 11th. And then also on the 12th, we have our pastor, Jerry and Ann Scott, their anniversary as well. So we'd like to wish all those a happy birthday and a happy anniversary.
Absolutely.
To all those members of our church.
That is true. Have you got us a song lined out, Linda?
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be a Grascal song. She's trying to pick out a good one here. Here's the Grascals.
As we sit out on the front porch of that old gray house where I was born and raised, staring at the dusty fields where my daddy worked hard every day. Well, I think it kind of hurt him when I said, "Daddy, there's a lot that I don't know. But don't you ever dream about a life where corn don't grow." He just sat there silent, staring at his favorite coffee cup. Soft on the mist.
Home. I strolled beside an old rock garden and saw familiar scenes once more. I heard the organ softly playing, but its music came so sweet and low. And I heard my mother sweetly singing, as oft I did so long ago. I was dreaming of a little cabin when I heard somebody call my name. I looked and saw a sweet old lady, and it seemed I was a child again. She gently put her arms around me and kissed her little child once more. And I knew it was the same sweet mother that had kissed me many times before. I heard her sing the Rock of Ages, and silver threads among the gold. She told me once again of Jesus within that little cabin fold. She opened up the faded Bible where the family records used to be, and I knew it was the same sweet mother years ago had cradled me. I was dreaming of a little cabin when I heard somebody call my name. I looked and saw a sweet old lady, and it seemed I was a child again. She gently put her arms around me and kissed her little child once more. And I knew it was the same sweet mother that had kissed me many times before. And I knew it was the same sweet mother that had kissed me many times before.
Hear me, David. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
There you are. We was telling everybody earlier that you was going to call in and let us know what's going on up at the Bean Blossom. So can you give us a little bit of good information?
Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival. It's the 54th year of it, Jim, up here. Bill brought this property in 1952.
52.
And they had a festival here for years, and then upon Bill's passing, it was bought out by man by the name of Dwight Dillman. Used to play with Bill. He kept the tradition going, and there's a big crowd up here, and if it's a bluegrass band, they've got it up here. We're just having a big time.
What kind of weather are you having?
Well, we've got a little rain today. Starting tomorrow, it's supposed to be really, really nice.
Well, good.
But we're just having a great time. We're cooking out hamburgers and hot dogs and watching bands and just jamming at night. Just having a big time.
How many bands do they have up there? And some of the big names.
Oh, okay. They had the Grascals yesterday.
The Grascals.
They got the Grascals, and they got the Seldom Scenes going to be there today at, they're going at 7:15. Ralph Stanley II was up here yesterday. They had, my goodness, there's so many bands to mention. The local band down home, Hammertown, they're going to be here on Wednesday.
Well, good.
Kevin Prater Band's going to be here, third time out. Larry Sparks, Bobby Osborne, and Rocky Top Express is going to be here. Joel Lawson's going to be here. Just about every big name in fitness is going
to
be here.
Buddy, that sounds like a place to be this upcoming week if anybody likes bluegrass music.
If you like bluegrass, this is the place to come.
That's the place. Have you seen her?
Staff up here, everything.
Well, great. Have you seen her buddy, Sherry Parsons, up there?
Not seen Cherry, but I did get a go. They've got the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame up here.
Okay.
And I got to walk through that. Boy, there's a lot of memories there in that museum of all the artists through the years. My daddy's in that museum.
Well, good.
They got a display of him in there, and it's really good to see that too here. You know,
no doubt.
Remembrance of him. And just a lot going on up here at Pink Cross.
And you're going to be up there all week.
All week.
That's
like Filmer said, half the time of the life, six adults.
And I know I asked you earlier if you had some good CDs you was bringing back, and I reckon you've took care of us, haven't you?
We've got a lot of interviews set up with the artists up here. Big Country Blues interview with us. Paul Sheffield's band's going to do an interview with us. We've got several more bands going to do interviews. Joe Bolin is up here today, and the Radio Ramblers that come to our church.
Okay.
They just come off stage a few minutes ago. Danny Payson's here. He's on stage right now, I believe. So,
well, that sounds like
continuous good music from 10 o'clock in the morning to midnight.
To midnight. Sound like a good place to be.
It's the place to be. Jim, I hear you've got a good fill-in for me today.
I got a good fill-in. I've not told him his pay yet on that. But I told him I meant you take care of that.
Yeah, and I guess you went and picked him up in the hayfield.
I got him out of the hayfield. Long enough to do. I said,
give him a bologna sandwich with tomato on it.
Either, yeah, or
that's
that.
Teresa's favorite.
That's, you're right about that. Either that or a can of biennies.
I'll tell you what. If you ever need me to help you cut hay or bale hay, all Teresa's got to do is call me up and say, I got a bologna and a tomato sandwich, and I'll come run it.
I'll remember that, and we'll use that
she
as bait.
The best one I've ever eaten.
Absolutely. You can tell by looking. I've had a many of them. Sure have. Are you still there? Hey, Dave. I believe. Can you hear me?
John Bowman as the pastor. He's married to Isaac.
Okay. For some reason, you're cutting out on us, Dave.
Is that better?
Nope.
Okay.
Now you're coming in.
There we go.
There we go. I can hear you good now.
John Bowman come up here from, he's married to one of the girls in the Isaacs, and had a wonderful church service up here this morning. And he's a great man and give us a good message.
Well, good.
And I went to his church, and then I turned right around and watched our church service. So,
well, that is, buddy.
It's a good day in the Lord.
You got a double dose today. And it's good to go somewhere like that and be able to go to church.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Absolutely.
People up here.
Amen.
And, good clean festival, too.
That's,
so.
Them's hard to find, but when you find one, you better take advantage of it.
That's right. We want you to hang in there today and have a good show for us. And Jim, thank you for filling in for me today. And I know Linda's got you back.
Absolutely.
She's a dandy.
She is. But listen, you have a good week and be careful, and we'll see you next Sunday.
I'll be there next Sunday. Tell Keith out for me.
I sure will. See you, Dave.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Okay. Okay, let me call you back. Okay, now he's gone.
Yeah, McDonald's.
McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
There's a word from McDonald's right here in Paintsville. They've got, I think, 13 locations. And right now, with all the Little League and stuff going on, Keith, that's a good place to run by and grab you a quick meal, Nathan. Go on to the ball
field. It is. I think they have some new frozen lemonade-type drinks and things like that. Not really had a chance to get one yet, but anything you get from McDonald's is usually pretty good stuff.
It's good, absolutely.
That's especially good on a good hot day.
On a hot day, and we just want to encourage everybody to remember McDonald's, Tom and Bob, you know, what the community that they've got their restaurants in, they really take care of the school system.
They do. They do a lot for all area school systems, and especially speaking for Johnson County schools, they do a lot for us here as well within our community.
That is true, and we want to thank them for all that.
Another one of the sponsors for Bluegrass in the Highlands is Phillips Heat and Hardware out there going towards Paintsville Lake. Also, the fishing hole out there, Phillips Heat and Hardware. Any of your needs, they got the lawnmowers.
That's true.
The Echo chainsaws and weed eaters and a lot of that going on right now as well with all the rain and the heat. The grass is definitely growing.
It is.
Heard also here recently, we've been in the process trying to put up a swimming pool, and that's been a pretty interesting job in itself.
That's an engineering job, isn't it?
takes a high degree to put one of those
absolutely
up. And I hear that they also have some swimming pool accessories and things that you may need for your pools. Anyone out there going through that process, so I may be stopping at Phillips this week and asking him for some help on that.
Get a little bit of information. He knows a little bit about everything, doesn't he?
A little bit about everything. And
one thing I like to throw out there is if you're still trying to get your garden up and going to sell fertilizer, they got any kind of seed you want. Corn, bean, I don't care what you're looking for.
Yeah, I guess we probably should brag on his corn seed. We've usually got corn seed there from him the past couple of years, and seems like every time we put it in the ground, it's come up really well.
And really quick.
And real quick and done quite well for us. So,
it sure has.
You can reach Philip, I believe, at 297-3456. And once again, that's for Philip's Heat and Hardware and also for the fishing hole. Not sure about fishing right now, but once again, where it's hot. But if you need any bait, any tackle, fishing poles, or just any information about
especially Paintsville Lake, because that's when you go to Paintsville Lake, you go right by the bait shop.
Exactly. They also have you anything you need for that as well. So Phillips once again takes care of all those various needs for everyone.
That is true. And I was wanting to send a shout out my little niece and nephew, Hannah and Logan Peters from Estill County. They're listening at us, and tomorrow is my little brother's birthday, Brad O'Brien. So if you see him tomorrow, just wish him a happy birthday. And we're trying to get us some more music lined up here. What are we going to listen to, Linda?
Uncle Penn sounds good.
Uncle Penn.
Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Red played an old tune called Soldier's Joy, and played a one called the Boston Boy. Prettiest of all was Jenny Lind, me, that's where the feeling begins. That evening, about sundown, hound hailing above the town, played a fiddle or
same. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, bouncing down, howling, healing above the town. On the fifth way to fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
That was a good song from by Ricky Skaggs, Uncle Penn. Keith has got a little bit of information here. He just received just a few minutes ago about how the schools, county schools, did out in Wisconsin. Give us a little bit on that, Keith.
Yeah, real quick, I'd like to give a rundown, an update on our elementary, middle, and high schools. It says Central Elementary was second in CMPS environmental.
Now, this is nationwide, not state, true?
Yeah,
okay, this is the big thing right here.
Flat Gap Elementary, third place in CMPS, Project Waterhounds. W.R. Castle got second place in Human Service CMPS, Project Snooze. W.R.'s Constance Martin, International Champion FPS Magic. Kaylin McKenzie, International Individual FPS Champion. Highland Elementary got third in presentation of the FPS Action Plan. International Individual CMPS Champion Emily Farler. Highland was International Human Service CMPS Champs as Foster Friends. Highland also won the overall Beyonder CMPS International Champion, and I guess that was for the best presentation in the world. The middle school was the CMPS Champion, hand in hand. The middle school also got second place in future problem solving. Then, our high school got eighth in the world in future problem solving. Peyton Duncan was international champion in scenario riding team, and Peyton Duncan overall best rider in the senior division. This was an update. If anyone was left out, then I apologize, just kind of reading as the news came along. And once again, that's pretty remarkable for our school district to have so much representation in the international competition. To do so well in the various categories as well. And I would just like to personally congratulate all those different teams and hopefully wish all of the teams, the students, the coaches, the parents, for safe travels as they head back this direction later on this evening and throughout tonight. But that's a pretty remarkable accomplishment for us here within the Johnson County school system.
For a little old school system stuck in the mountains to travel that far and to do so well. We want to congratulate them and wish them all a safe trip home.
And you know, a lot of times, GM, a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, the sports accomplishments. And also one thing that came to mind, I want to give a shout out there to Paintsville's high school baseball team. I know they went down to state.
And they
won a game as well down at the state tournament and got beat out by a pretty good Fort Thomas Highlands team the other day. But for both the county school system and the city school system to have the successes we do within this community is just outstanding and amazing, in my opinion, for all the accomplishments that we have, both athletically and academically.
Absolutely. It kind of makes a person feel good to be a part of it just
does.
By living here. So we want to congratulate all of them on their great accomplishments and just hope that, you know, as the season goes on, we'll be going into, you know, later on other sports, that it just continues on.
And, you know, it takes a lot of time for, you know, especially those sports and even on the academic aspect. I know seeing the work that went in with specifically at Highland, once again, a lot of those kids I had in class and the time and effort and just everything that went into that, it truly is remarkable.
It is, and it makes you feel good when you see it pay off.
It does.
Absolutely. Well, we want to congratulate them. We've got a song here by Dual Lawson we was wanting to send out to my little niece and nephew that they had requested, and this goes out to Hannah and Logan. Here's your Dual Lawson song.
Sacrifice and grace. I'm living in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails. Open arms, His blood throws away the mighty stone. And I'm living in the promise of His word, forgiven by His sacrifice and grace. I'm living in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails. We don't know the hour nor the day when our Lord will be coming in a cloud of glory bright. Oh, my brothers, keep humble hearts and pray. And believing in the promise of His word, forgiven by His sacrifice and grace. Believing in the promise of His word, and standing on a rock that never fails. I'm standing on a rock that never fails.
That was a good Dual Lawson song. And we've getting some requests here. We just had a phone call from Karen Blair. That is Larry Blair, Cowboy's wife. She's just had knee surgery.
Oh, I seen Ross last week.
Last week. And she's sitting at the house listening to the radio show. And we appreciate that, Karen. And we've got a song here we're going to send out to you by the Blanton Sisters. And we're also going to send this out to Jerry Clemens. Because we couldn't find the other song you was looking for, Jerry. So here's a one from the Blantons for you and Karen Blair.
Some sad days.
there is a good group.
Yeah,
the Blame Sisters.
They were at church last Sunday, I believe.
I believe it was.
The couple times that they've came, I thought they've done just a wonderful job.
They have, and we've been trying to get them, which it ain't them. Dave just ain't had a chance to get up with them yet, but we're going to have them in here on the show just quick so we can get things lined out, because that is a great group and a local group, and it's sisters.
Local and very, very talented.
Very, very talented. And we want to thank them for the CD they gave us. And I hope Karen and Jerry enjoyed that song.
A couple more sponsors we need to get through here. First one I have is Ritz Auto Sales, located at 503 Broadway Street here locally in Paintsville, Kentucky, located on the old Jerry Brown lot. They have various cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. Owner there, Bruce Ritz. Financing is available there. It says extended warranties up to 4 years.
That's good.
If you can't get there through normal business hours, it says give them a call, and they will try to be available upon any request that you may need or anything that you're looking for there. And that phone number for Ritz Auto Sales is 789-4103.
And that's right here in Paintsville. And one of the other sponsors that we need to want to be sure to mention is the Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher, a law firm right here in Paintsville. A young group of lawyers, Keith, and you're kind of acquainted with Robin and Brett.
Yeah,
Adam. That's his brother, Robbie. Apologize, Adam, if you're listening.
Adam and Brett. Adam helped me coach basketball back in the fall. Adam was a real good guy, real handy.
Absolutely.
Helped me out with about anything I needed. And Brett was helping coach up at Porter there, where his wife's the principal up there at Porter. And once again, kind of got to know those two guys. And then Kim, I coached her boy. So kind of know all three of them, Brett, Adam, and Kim. And once again, everybody at some point probably will need a lawyer.
That's
at
true.
Different points. And even if you possibly need to make out a will or power of attorneys or things like that, you know, the basic things that people just kind of don't think about, I know that they are able to do those things.
That's
as
true.
Well, for anyone out there that has those needs.
So we just want you to remember them, and their number is 789-1111. And we've got a song here that we're going to send out to Gene and Rosie and Sue from Elliott County, and they're wanting to hear Pretty Polly. So here it is, Pretty Polly. We're having some technical difficulties.
Pretty Polly, come and go along with me. down before him and pleading for her life. She knelt down before him, pleading for her life. I'll never be a single girl if I can't be a wife.
Well, Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Your past reputation's been trouble to me.
Then he opened up her bosom as wide as any snow.
Did he say? He went to jailhouse and what did he say? Killed pretty Polly and trying to get away.
There's a good song from Pretty Polly. And we've got another advertisement here from McCoy's Tree Service over in Martin County, James and Donna. If you're needing trees trimmed up or you just any kind of work, yard work, or whatever done, just remember McCoy's Tree Service at 395-0473. And that's in Martin County.
And another sponsor of the show is Conley Tire. Located right across from Phillips Heat and Hardware there on the Staffordsville Road headed towards the lake, Route 40.
Old 40.
If you need tires, Conley Tire is the place to go. They have oil changes, front-end alignments, different things like that, truck accessories. They also have the Interstate batteries. There last year had to stop by Conley's and get a brand new Interstate battery. The guys out there helped me out tremendously. Got in there, got out in no time.
And they put it in for you, didn't they?
Even put it in for me. Cleaned off the terminals and everything. So if you need anything there for a car, truck, SUV, be sure to stop by out there at Conley Tire. The number is 297-2424.
And they've also got a nice waiting room. If you have to sit there and wait, and they got a big screen TV.
Yeah, if it hadn't have been so quick, I probably would have took me a nap there in the on the
it is comfortable, isn't it?
On the couch watching the morning news, I believe, that morning.
That was on, all right. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And one of all the requests calling in, and just hope that when you need something, just remember the sponsors that sponsor the show for, so we can, you know, play this music for y'all to listen to. And we've got a local boy we're going to go out on. Keith, tell us something about it.
I believe his name's Chris Stapleton. I'm sure everybody out there's hopefully heard of him.
That's a name that everybody knows now.
We're very well known, rising star there in country music. I believe, once again, him and his wife just had birth of two baby children.
Had twins.
Twins. And once again, one of his newer songs is the song Broken Halos. And, Jim, I can't believe an hour is already up.
It's already gone. It is. Now, Linda said that he was somewhere this week signing autographs. CMT in Nashville signing autographs. So that tells you right there, his name's getting out there. And he has really kind of brought back what we call country music.
That's kind of what I was saying earlier. I think he's bringing back true country music.
He's bringing back
what you're used to a little
bit. Absolutely. I like the country music, not just so-called. But we want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we just want to remind you that the smile, sunshine's good for your teeth.
And always make sure to put the Lord Jesus Christ first in your life.
And here we're going to go out with a Chris Stapleton, Broken Halo.
Everybody have a good week.
Yep, good week. See you, Keith.
We're getting ready to go off there. Yeah. Sarah, broken halo, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
First and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.